lots of complicated facts and figures and numbers going into what folks over at the Chelan County Public Utility District do. We're talking big numbers and big acquisitions with Chelan County PUD Commissioner Gary Arsenault joining us here in studio. Gary, good morning to you.
Well, good morning.
Nothing like a little seven-figure purchase better than a cup of coffee in the morning. It's going to be a $4 million purchase for Rocky Reach Dam. And what type of equipment was purchased here?
Well, we're placing an order to purchase head gates, which to a lot of people, really, if you haven't been out and taken the tour at the hydro project, you might not know what a head gate is. But if you want to stop the water from flowing into the generator chamber in order to do maintenance, you need these head gates. And they're just big, if you think of them in the case of a steel plate, there's more to it than that, but I'm going to oversimplify. So these steel plates weigh 110 tons each. You need three of them stacked on top of each other in order to stop the water flow into the generator chamber. They happen to be 24 feet wide and 50 feet tall. And as I say, you stack them on top of each other. Now, what this does is it assures the fact that no water will reach into the generator chamber and cause the generator to begin to spin. What it does, it allows our maintenance crews to get in and do work on the generators in a safe manner. Now, one of the things that I heard, certainly as I was campaigning to become a commissioner, was that there had been a deferred maintenance program out at all of the hydro projects, and that was based on low revenue that the PUD had experienced for a number of years. And that deferred maintenance had resulted in things not getting done that really needed to be done. Now, the hydro projects, they generate the revenue. That's the golden goose. And we want to make sure that we take care of all of our projects. So having these head gates in order to allow us to start these maintenance programs, and we have a schedule that goes out to 2020 worth of maintenance projects that all involve the generators. So got to have the head gates.
So the head gates, I mean, I'm assuming Rocky Reach Dam already has head gates in some way, shape, or form. We're just having more here, acquiring more, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. What we're trying to do is do these maintenance projects and do them in a cost-efficient manner. So sometimes if you have more than one generator shut down and you're doing similar type of work, you can negotiate with a contractor at a lower cost because they're doing two generators at one time. We just do not have enough head gates in order to allow that to happen.
So you're able to work in bulk now?
Yes.
When will you? When are you going to sign off on the acquisitions? When are they going to show up at the dam?
Well, they take about 9 months to build these head gates. So the commissioners approved the purchase at yesterday's board meeting. And so now it's just a matter of let's get those things built.
All right. Building loads and a capacity to carry loads in some of the outlying areas, Chelan and Leavenworth specifically, looking at building new substations. What's the process on that?
Yes, and actually for the entire period of the recession that we just went through, there had been stagnant growth within our county. But earlier, prior to the recession, there had been some talk and discussion and studies done on trying to meet the anticipated load growth and demand out in both in Chelan and Leavenworth areas. When the recession hit, all those plans were put on hold. What we're discovering is that that growth, that population growth in those areas has once again popped up. And so we have to take a look at, we need to look 5 years out into the future. So we have begun our study process once again. No decisions had been made. I want to assure all the neighbors in both Lake Chelan and also in Leavenworth that no decisions on site locations have been made. We're just beginning the study process. And there's a lot of analysis that needs to go into this process. Again, we want to do it in a very cost-efficient manner. We want to take care of our customer owners' money. So we want to look for the proper location at an economical cost. And yet we want to involve the neighbors in discussions on what these things might look like.
Because let's be honest, I'm sure a lot of the comments you've been getting from potential neighbors have been, yeah, I get it. We need a substation. I just don't want it to be next to my backyard.
You know, yes, we've been getting those kinds of comments, and heck, I understand that concept myself. I wouldn't necessarily want one in my backyard either. However, I would also understand that There's some benefits that are brought by having efficient substations that can meet the demand load. And it's sometimes, you know, as a citizen, I guess I just have to be willing occasionally to carry a burden that others don't. But then if I lived up by the airport, maybe the burden I'd carry would be the airplane landing noise. Yeah, you know, so there's always give and take, but we try to really work with the neighbors that are affected. And to the extent that we're able to move these things, we will willingly do so.
Certainly in the conversation part of the program right now, and those will continue again through how long?
Yes, actually what we're trying to do is establish dates for community meetings. We're looking into next month in August, which is, gosh, it's almost here already, to put together meetings in the various communities of Leavenworth and also Lake Chelan and have public comment.
All right, very good. Gary Arsenault here with us on Coho 101.1. Running short on time, anything you'd like to add, anything that we missed before we let you go?
Well, I just want to say something really quickly about the energy efficiency efforts that the PUD has going on right now. We're working with various municipalities, cities, to help improve their energy efficiency by replacing streetlights with LED streetlights. In some cases, communities have pools that are very, very outdated, and the pumping equipment uses an awful lot of electricity. We have identified savings of 0.3 megawatts of electricity on an annualized basis by just improving and replacing streetlights with LEDs and et cetera with other communities. So it's an outreach program that we have going on. We would encourage other city leaders from across the county. If you have some interest in participating, give us a call down here at the Chelan PUD. We want to work together and be good neighbors and help to reduce that energy demand.
Gary Arsenault, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it, sir.
Thank you, Clint.